One of the most disgruntled workers is Sheila Gakava, an employee of the local branch of the National Railways of Zimbabwe, who says there's nothing to celebrate on Labor Day.
In the past, this used to be an important day in my life, but not anymore. I have not been paid for 7 months and I can't fend for my family. My children are dropping out of school, and so to say I'm celebrating May Day to me does not make sense. I'm working, but I have nothing. Like in Zimbabwe, yes, we are going to work, but working for what? It's working for nothing. We are getting peanuts.
Another local worker, Zakaria Chikwenya, says most employees are working for nothing.
There's nothing much to celebrate. We are having economic hardships. Employees haven't been paid for a very long time in this country. Obviously, we'll be celebrating our poverty, hoping maybe we'll achieve something in the future. It's only hope that is keeping us alive. We don't think that we have a solution as of now, but hope maybe if things change in the future, maybe we have a better future as workers.
Zimbabwe's largest workers' representative body, the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, or ZCTU, says although the labor situation is bad in the country, it is going ahead with national preparations for Labor Day. Michael Kandukutu, ZCTU National Organizing Director, says preparations are at an advanced stage for marking the Labor Day.
The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions is going to be commemorating Workers' Day in 30 centers of our various regions that we have. Our structures and our members in the respective centers are busy fundraising and also busy organizing and mobilizing for workers to be able to attend this day. This day we are commemorating it under the theme Defending Workers' Constitutional Rights, Our Prerogative. We believe that as the ZCTU, we now have a constitution of the country, and we now believe that it is our right as ZCTU to demand and protect the rights of workers that they have in terms of the constitution. These rights vary from the right to land, which is very cardinal, the right to work, labor rights as enshrined by the constitution, the right to an environment. So we are saying that the constitution becomes our rallying point as ZCTU.
ZCTU bemoan the violations of workers' rights in the country and the general decay of the economy, which it says is contributing towards the impoverishment and suffering of workers. ZCTU Gender Director Fiona Magaya says women are facing serious challenges and violations of their rights and continue to suffer more despite their rights being enshrined in Zimbabwe's constitution.
Most of our male counterparts believe that women are not good leaders, believe that women belong in the kitchen. But actually women are and can be good leaders if given the opportunity and if you are given the skill. And in the workplace, there's a lot of sexual harassment. Some people that are in authority, they request sexual favors as a condition for you to go up the ladder. And that is a serious violation of our rights as women. And even if we look into the political arena, you find that the issues that have been well dealt with in the law or in our policies to achieve gender equality are not being enforced, even in the parliament. For example, we claim to have a 60 seats that are strictly reserved for women. But in reality, how many women are in parliament? And in reality, how many women ministers, authentic ministers, not deputies, are there in parliament? So you find that sometimes we speak about things, but we don't actually put them into practice.
Kandukutu says workers in Zimbabwe are facing a number of challenges.
Well, looking at the commemoration of Workers' Day, in the past it used to be a celebration, but not anymore, because the workers in Zimbabwe currently have been faced by a number of challenges, particularly some of them emanating from the July 17 Supreme Court ruling, where we saw about 28,000 of workers being laid off. Some of those workers are yet to be reinstated by the employers, because the employers have actually even gone to court to challenge the retrospectivity element of the Labor Amendment Act number 5. So it's a battle that we still have. Workers are now faced with serious situations of non-payment of salaries. We have workers that have gone on a record 77 months with no salaries, but the government and the employers expect those workers to be surviving. So non-payment becomes an issue. We are also faced with the challenge challenge where our government, the ministers, are promoting labor market flexibility, where they are bringing in this concept that the employer can hire and fire labor as they wish, which is putting us back to the days of 1890 when the British South Africa Company and Cecil John Rhodes came to invade this country of ours. The battle is on, the fight continues, the struggle continues. That is why we are rallying behind our call, Shinga Mshandi Shinga.
Zimbabwe has declared the first day of May a national holiday to give workers a chance to commemorate Labor Day, but employees say the holiday has lost meaning. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masvingo, this is Gandhi Maramba.